Okay, let's just cross it over where we were yesterday. There's a pasuk in the Aseres Hadibros, Osis Hashem Hashem Elokei Cholashov, Kilo Yinaka Hashem Eish Eis Asheyisha Shemo Lashov. The Rambam and the Ramban on that pasuk both quote Chazal that talking about the lo saseh involved in a shvua shov. A shvua shov has the Rambam defines it as one of four things. Either, let's read the lashon of the Rambam when he defines what a shvua shov is. Perk Aleph Halacha Dal. Shvua Shav Nechlekes L'Arba Machlokos. There are four divisions. Achas Shenish Baldova Hayadua She'ein Okein. Something we know is absolutely false. Kigon Shenish Balish Hu Isha. Nowadays, it's a problem whether we can classify that as Shvua Shav. Used to be a certain absolutes in this world. Now, it's a whole different world. But at least in the Rambam's time, each shu each. Each shu each, something blatantly false. Omid shal shay is something a marble, shu is rozov, was gold. Chayn kol kayotz, it was said. Something. Now, the Rambam, this is a Gemara. Hashniya shnish baldova yadua shein bo sofek. Something that there's absolutely no suffix. Something, now here we get, the Rambam later on is going to have to subdefine exactly what that is. But here he gives very clear examples. Nishval Shemayim Shemayim, Evan Shu Evan, Ala Shnayim Shem Shnayim, Kokiot Rashem. What is the halachic definition? Shedova Shazah Dova ain't both suffix or Adam Sholem. No sane individual would have any suffix. There's no necessity for a shvua. Remember, the definition of a shvua is, and this is a key thing to understand, the chumra of a shvua. The chumra of a shvua is because I say the absolute way of defining the only absolute emes in the world is the Amitas HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And Amitas HaKadosh Baruch Hu is the absolute emes in this world. And when I take a shua, I say this thing is as emes as the Amitas HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Now, according to the Rambam, if you take a look in the Rambam, we'll get there and say for our mitzvahs. There is a mitzvah's essay, Lishava Shmo Be'emes, Uvishmo Tishaveya. And the Rambam says there's a mitzvah. Anytime I want to prove something is true and declare something is absolutely true, use that as the standard. The Ramban in Sefer Mitzvah says it's a heter, it's not a mitzvah. We say every day in Aleinu, Sishava Koloshon, that when people will talk about emes, what will they use as the standard of emes? The standard of emes they'll use is Amitas HaKadosh Baruch. But if I do that for something that is obviously true and there's no need to do it to prove the case, so then that is a shvua shov. Shlish Nishbal Avatel HaSamitz. I'll say, I will eat nevelos atreifus, or I will not put on tzitzis, I will not wear tefillin, I will not sit in sukkah. Levatel mitzvos esse. Revis, nishbal dovah shein bo koach la'asos, I cannot do. Shenishba shlo yishin shlosh yomim. Nishba, all of these is a shvua shav you get malchus, and there's no korban. That's not Aseres HaDibros. Rambam writes, what about Motzi Shem Shemayim Levatola? So here you have a three-way issue. The Rambam quotes the Gemara in Temura, Davdalid, that how do I know I can't be motzi shem shemayim levat Torah? The yiras Hashem hanichbod v'hanova. The shame you have to yira is not only from HaKadosh Baruch Hu, it's from the shame of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And the Rambam says, from motzi shem shemayim levat Torah is a aveira of Yerushalayim. It's a year in Yerushalayim. Ramban says, Chazal, Darshan, Osi, Shem, Elkem, Elchel, Hashov, being that Meshua Shov, he says, the Pshat in the Balsuk is Mozi, Shem, Shemayim, Levat Torah. It's not at all clear, but according to the Ramban, what does he do? That there's a low sase, when the Gemara in Torah says, Nazar Sase. It's completely not clear what you have from that. Now, because of that, and I mentioned Rashi's opinion that the Gemara turns around, there is no Yisra Motzi Shem Shemayim Levat Torah. Because of that, Rashi interprets the Gemara in Markus, that when the Gemara in Markus says that we learn from Boaz, can use Shem HaKadosh Baruch Hu in greeting something, Boaz says, Shem Yimochem Gibochayo. So, Rashi, everyone says it's a heter. Rashi says no, it's not just a heter. It's a mitzvah. Where how we makayim the mitzvah when we say shalom aleichem, shalom is shem shel HaKadosh Baruch. And that is there's a shua shav motzi shem shemayim levat Torah. Then there's a parsha in Shmos talks about a korban olaviore. That means it's a korban chatos that you bring for lahara ole. Lishma lahara olahetiv. Now, what does lahara olahetiv mean? So let's take it simple because we're going to spend a lot of time in it. It's more precise. I will do this. I will not do this. I did do this and I did not do this. That is, anytime you do that, so that is, and that is a shvuas bitoy. There is a law saying in the Torah. And let's take it very simply. We're going to see the Gemaras and Sugyas about it. One, that Lo Sishov B'Shmila Sheker has a korban. It's a korban because Shua Sheker and Shua Shov as Mercha Chamura Shabbator. We saw that in Hilchos Tshuva. Okay. And that is, and now, what is the Aveira? In Ochalti, Blo Ochalti, Philoshen Ovar, the Aveira is saying a Shua that is Sheker. The Aveira is in the saying. So why do you get Malkus for that? And why do you get Malkus for Shua Shav? Because the Pasuk says, Ki lo yinake Hashem eish Hashem yishu shmo l'ashav. You bezin shomalo ainu menakim, bezin shomato lokin umana. There's malchus from the bezin shomato. Now, this is what about shvula haba? Ochal velo ochal. So I will not eat this piece of bread. The ochal. So it's sheker. What is the aveira? The aveira is the fact that now, when I eat that kikar, igloy Muslim, I'm afraid what I said is sheker. No. The aveira is in the eating itself, acting in a sheker way. We saw the Rambam says, and say for our mitzvahs, mitzvah lo sasei samachalev, aveiras hala, aveiras hashvua, violating the shvua. Now, that is, we're talking about shvuas. We haven't talked about nidorim. The Pasuk in Mato says, Ish ki yido neder Hashem o hishav ha-shvua, leser iser al nafsho lo yachal devaro, kuchol hayotzim yipiv ya'as. There's a lo sase, lo yachal devaro, there's an ase, kuchol hayotzim yipiv ya'as. Now, lo yachal devaro, it certainly applies to neder. That's not a question. It's the only thing you have in neder, lo yachal devaro. What is lo yachal devaro? Tell me. A neder could be one of two things, and here you have a mat. We're going to see, this is just a very big introduction to a brand new topic. We're going to see a massive machlokas rishonim. Do I have the capacity, and this also will come out in Shavuos, do I have the capacity to create Isurim of my own or not? One group of Rishonim say, no human being has capacity to create an Isur. So if I say, I take a neder not to eat from this kika, this piece of bread, so it is, so they, Taina, it is because every, there is one neder and only one neder in the world. That's Nidrei Hektish. Hare Zu, this is Kadosh. I can create Kadosh. And then I'm not allowed to use that Kadosh. And every neder is some form of Kadosh, is some offshoot of Kadosh. And that's how I do it. One group of Rishon. Another group of Rishon, we will see all these are sugyas we're going to spend a lot of time on. And they said, no. The Torah is Machadish the Din Neder. So it's machadish in neder, machadish the ability of a human being to create a sum of his own. Ish ki yud neder, Hashem, o isha vashua, le'esor isur al nafsha, to create an isur on himself. It's neder, lo yachal devaro. So here, there's no mention of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, as there is in Shua, lo tzi shavu b'shmilat sar shekel, lo tzi su shem Hashem lo kechol hashav. Has nothing to do with Shem Hashem. I'm creating Isurim. And we Isurim, you create Lo Yachal Devaro. What does that mean, Lo Yachal Devaro? That means, make Devar of Chulin, says Rashi there in Chumash. What does Rashi mean by that? So I gave two examples, just so one should not have any conception of Sheker here. The Rambam says in Perek Aleph Hilchos Nozir, that if I say Hareini Nozir, I'm a Nozir. And if I drink wine, so I say, so what do I say? I know I'm a Nozir, but I just like the wine. So that's Lo Yachal Dvaro. What does Lo Yachal Dvaro mean? It's not Sheker. I'm a Nozir. If the purpose of Nether was to turn me into a Nozir, I'm a Nozir. Not Sheker. I did what a Nozir is not allowed to do. So what does it mean? Violating those Isurim that are created by a neder. For instance, the Gemara in Nida, Daf Mem Vav, says, if I take, I have a shor, I say, this shor is an ola, and I'm walking with it, and I get tired, I ride on its back, so I'm a mola, the Gemara says, it's Balyachal Devaro. Balyachal Devaro. It is an ola, but the halacha is, I created Kedusha Sola. Because I created Kedusha Sola. So therefore, I have to be careful with it. I do something that violates the Kedusha that I created. So it's Bal Yachal Devaro. Violating Isurim that I created myself by my Losha. Okay. That is the halacha of Bal Yachal. The pashas of the pasuk is that it applies to shvua. What the pasuk says, "Ish ki yud neder laHashem, oh hishav shvua lesser Israel nafsho lo yachal devar of kachol hayotzim yipiv yaaseh." That whatever I say is an asay, and the law says that an asay should apply to neder and shvua, which would mean. One would have to draw a consequence that if I take a shvua shelo ochal kikazeh and I eat the kikah, I get twice malchus. I get malchus once for lo sishov bishmilah shakar. I get malchus twice for bayach. The Rambam never ever says that. The Rambam never quotes bayach b'chlal when he comes to shvus. Doesn't mean there is no chalos isurim. It's just sheker. Or there is chalos. That's we'll have to see in one of the first sukkahs. But the question is that there is a din sheker. And besides the din sheker, There is a din. Is there a chalos yisura? Now the Gemara says in Nedarim Dav Beis Amud Beis, neder is an issa cheftza. Shvua is an issa gavra. What does that mean? So we will, when we get into the next sugya, just outline where we're going, because it's a whole brand new world. I just don't want to just have continual information overlap. So, according to the Ritva, it's a very, very simple thing. The only neder that's ever chal is nidrei hektish. There are no two new types in the dark. Nidrei hektish. Okay. And every other neder is an offshoot of nidrei hektish. So, what is, but let's say I say korban zu ola, and there's a kedusha on that ola. The only kind that I eat it, I have to make sure that it is not eaten. Shelo yeyoch, because that's part of the kedusha. Kedusha cannot be violated. Not only a personal thing, I think it's chal on the cheftz. Question, and on the other hand, other things, nevela, he says. Even though it's a chal Hashem nevela, definitely. But it's not, I have to make sure that nevela is not eaten. No, I'm just not allowed to eat nevela. That's how the Ritva would view it. Other Rishonim have a different definition of what is the difference between neder and shvuah. Now, showed you the Rambam and the Ramban. The Rambam says there are two types of neder. There's nidrei hektish and nidrei iser. Nidrei hektish can be not only chalos isurim, but can create chiyuvim. Hare olai. In Mishneh Torah, he says, that talks hare olai l'hovi carbon. On the other hand, in Sefer Mitzvah, it says, Korban ben HaKabayit, Stoker, Beis Knesset, it creates chiyuv. What is Bal Yachal? Violating either the Yisurim or the chiyuvim that I created. That is Nidrei Hektish. We'll see some Rishonim extend that even to Nidrei Mitzvah. I will do the following. Sugyansh in the Dharam Davches, person says, I will get up tomorrow morning early and learn. It's Chal Midin Neder, Nidre Mitzvah, Nidre Hektish are one. That is something we'll have to get into. Okay, this is. Now there's an Asay, Chol Yotze Mipivyase. Chol Yotze Mipivyase, according to the Rambam, it's fulfilling anything I said. Shvua Neder. Nidre Hektish. The Ramban has two separate mitzvahs, fulfilling Nidre Iser and fulfilling Nidre Hektish. Okay, that's in Sefer Mitzvahs, which we begin. Okay. Now, this is the general Hakdom. There are two other ideas I just want to introduce to you. Before we see the Gemaras about that, there are a lot of ideas that we're going to be using on a daily basis. One is the concept of Yad, and the one is the concept of Hatfos. Yad, the halacha of Neder is Neder and Shua Yevati Bisfosai. I have to say it. I say mentally to my mind, I will eat this kikar today. No. It is Yevate B'Sosayim, you have to say. The only one who disagrees with that is the Rosh in Tainus Daf Yud Beis Amud Aleph, when he says that Nidre Mitzvah Chal B'Machshava. If I mentally say, I accept upon myself tomorrow morning, I will wake up at 6 o'clock in the morning to learn, so Nidre Mitzvah Chal B'Machshava. It's a Rosh. We'll come back to that many times, but it's about everyone else says everything. And without that exception, everything is Yavate B'Sosai. You have to say it. The question is, how much do you have to say? You have to say a full, complete statement, or you can say partial statements. or even wrong statement, as long as I say something and it's clear what I meant by it. And part, the Gemara, when it talks about partial statements that we interpret by context, so then the Gemara talk calls that a yad. That means it's, even though I didn't say the entire thing I meant, but I have to say something. And how clear the something can be from context is a whole sugya, yodayim b'chichos, yodayim sheni b'chichos. We'll get to that. But that's a yad. If I don't have a full, complete thing, I take a full, complete thing, shur, shalo, ochal, kikazeh, hayom, the full statement. Let's say I say something else, a little funny, and we know what he means by context. So then, that's a yad. It's another concept. Concept of hatfasa. Hatfasa goes like this. Hatfasa goes that I have, let's take a simple case of hatfasa. I have a piece of bread. This piece of bread is also a lie b'neder. Then I take a second piece of bread and say, this should be like the first piece of bread. Matvis chefze b'chefze in the dara. That's hatfos. And that's also chav. Where, and this is a sugi we'll see. This is a sugi we'll see immediately. That's hatfos. Now, is there hatfos in Shvua, or there is no hatfos in Shvua? That is the whole suit of Chof HaMerav. These are the concepts I want to be working with, and we're going to be defining them exactly. Now, if you take a look at the Gemara, let's just go into the first perek, open a Gemara, we have a Gemara Shvuas. Generally, we'll have to have a Gemara Shuas and a Gemara Nedarim. Shuas, the first mission that Beis Amid Aleph. Shuas Shtayim Shein Arba. Says Rashi. Shuas Shtayim Shein Arba. Ksivi Bikro, Dachsiv Lahara Lahait. So we're talking about a Shuas Bik. And before it's been Mishan Perak Shlishi, Ochal Al Eat Lahait. Ochal Lahara Shema'an Asatz. Adin L'chol Dova Shuhain V'lav. Even though Rashi and Chumash talked about Lahara Lehetiv, here he says it's a Reba L'chol Dova, Shuhain V'lav, L'haba, the Lahara or Lehetiv L'haba Mash. Where Gimel Marba Menag Mikra Avvarim, Shem Bohem Haro V'hatova. Umiyu Shtayim Ninu V'sula Lo Dova V'chiluf. Shem Dalet. It's the rabbis Meribi Haksavim can fart per gimel. Abdov Chiluf on the opposite. Leshava, Ochalti Vloachal, Loachalti Vloach. He does not have anything except when he is doing something in the future, when he has done something in the past. And that's pretty clear from Rashi and Chumash. When the Rambam defines it, the Rambam says, I can say, I take Yeshua that you ate eggs for breakfast. I can take Yeshua you didn't eat eggs for breakfast. What about Shua that you will eat eggs for breakfast? You won't eat eggs for breakfast. Whole different, very complex parsha. Rashi is at this point is limiting it to things that I myself do or have done. Now, the Gemara here on Daf Gimel Omer Aleph says, who is the Mishnah talking about? All the things that are Shtayim Shein Arba. Shu Shtayim Shein Arba. Shu Ochal V'Shlo Ochal. Shein Arba Ochal Tiblo Ochal. Where it says, Ha Mishnah Masnit Mani. Who's it going like? Rav Shmuel Rav Akiva. Rav Shmuel Omer Achaya Velo Osed Lovo. On the future. Rav Akiva Omer Al. No, Rav Akiva says even on the Ova. The Gemara Gimel Amid Bey says, no, we're talking to the Rav Dama Rava. Rava said, the favorite shrips of Torah shua sheka dumi the shua shav. Ma shav le shava, av sheka nami le shav. Shema achalti vlo achalti ka the Rava. Shlo ochal vo ochal nami. If I say I will eat, I will not eat, and I ate, not a lav shein bo ma'isa, it's a lav shigesh bo ma'isa. Wait 1 second, and we'll see this extremely in the sugya. That's what I told you. What is the aver? The aver is the eating, or the aver is the shvua. So, we're called the lav shigesh bo ma'isa. Now there is a massive machlokas rishonim. Lav shein bo ma'isa al yedei ma'isa. For instance, there's an Isser in the Torah, Losaki Pasor Shechen, cutting off the Peyas Harosh. There's another Isser in the Torah of Losashkes, using a tar, a razor. So if, let's say, I sit motionless at a barbershop and he is just doing it to me, so it's a lav shein bo ma'isa. Because what is the losas? And losas is having it done to your head. What happens if he says, move your head in the following direction, I help him do it, without me he couldn't have done it. So it's a lav, still the issue is having it done to my head, but I arranged that by a ma'isa that I did. So that the Gemara says he's loka. Why is he loka? Some says he's loka because he turns into a makif. Others say no, it's a lav shein bo ma'isa al yedei ma'isa. Major machlokas rishon. You have a machlokas in the shach and the taz and hilchos nida. A woman goes to mikvah in yontif and she has to cut her nails, but she can't cut her nails in yontif. So there's a goyish woman there taking care of the mikvah, and she says, extend your hands and I'll cut your nails. So she's helping in the process. Is that chilul yontif or not? So the ones who say lav shein bo ma'isa al yedei ma'isa is potter, say what is the Gemara talking there about makif? The nikif becomes a makif by helping it as if I did it to myself. So says the Taz, the same thing. I extend my hand and she cuts the nails. If I cut the nails myself, it's chil yontif. Says the Shach, that's not the pshat in the Gemara. Pshat in the Gemara is different. Lav shein bo ma'isa yedei ma'isa. It's a massive machlok. But here, one thing we see very, very clearly, that if shvua she lo ochal kikazeh, the ochal, he gets malchus, it's a lav shein bo ma'isa, either because the aver is in the eating, or maybe at this point of the Gemara, we'll see that, no, the aver is not in the eating. What's the avera? It's I turned my shvua into an avera al yedei ma'isa. If you take a look at Tosas Dav Dalet Omer Aleph, Tosas says, what if I say the following thing? Shvua she'ochal kikazeh hayom. I will eat this kika today. So if the day goes by, it's nothing happened to lav shein bo ma'isa, clearly. What happens, he took that kika of the Zorak Liyam. I'm standing right next to the Mediterranean. I throw it into the Mediterranean. So then, what? So that's it. So, if the whole thing is because the Aveira is in the Dibur and it's the eating, Eshua Shel Lo Ochal is Lav Shein Bo Maisa Yedei Maisa. So shur she'och of zor kil kiliyam is also lav shein bo ma'isa yedei ma'isa. Says Tosus, no, that's still lav shein bo ma'isa. But what is the aveir? The aveir is in the non-eating. So what is Tosus telling us? The aveir in yeshua lahabo has nothing to do with the shvua itself. The shvua, the ma'isa shvua sets it up. Except what? Except what do I do? The Averis HaShvua is violating the Shvua is the Averis. If I say I won't eat and I did eat, so the eating is the Averis. Shvua, I will eat and I don't eat, the non-eating is the Averis. See that very clearly, L'chol HaPorl and Shittas HaTosot, Dav Dalet Omer Aleph, when he talks about Shvua, She'ochal Kikazeh V'Zorak Oleyah. I threw it into the ocean. Okay, now These are all my hakdamas. Let's begin the Gemara and the Mishnah. Shuashtayim Shehein Arba. Daf Yutes Samad Beis. Shua Sha'ochal V'Shalo Ochal. Sha'ochalti V'Shalo Ochal, says Rashi. Ein Shtayim Mefurashes Tachsiv Lohar Ola Eit Mashal Habo Lohar Ochal Lohar Ochal Lohar Ochal Lohar Ochal Zahit Sha'ochalti V'Lo Ochal Ein Shtayim Hanosofos Min Medrash Chachom Kid Yoloch Mor V'Kiv L'Kamot. Now, shush shlo ochal ochal kol shehu chayev. Wait one second. Now we get into a whole thing. I take Yeshua, I will not eat this kika. So on other averes, let's say nevela, treifa, chametz, bepesach, etc. So the shir achila is a kazayis. One could say that is one for one of two reasons. Achila is really called shahu, but it's a din and onshin, or it's a din and they are very odd. Comes along Rabbi Akiva and says, wait one second. That is when I talk about Isuri Achila. Here I'm not talking about Isuri Achila, I'm talking about Sheker. It's a whole different thing. And therefore it's a called shahu. Amr lo Rabbi Akiva, they told Rabbi Akiva, Heicha matzinu ba'ochol kol shuv shul chayim, sheza chayim. So what are the Chacham telling Rabbi Akiva? No. This is regular ma'acholos asuros. There's no difference between this and all other ma'acholos asuros. So there's no difference between this and all other ma'acholos asuros. It's kazayis. What does Rabbi Akiva answer? Let us see Rashi. Davu mevi korban bishvil bitul diburo. It's not a cheft of machol asasuros. The aveir is bitul diburo. Very clear in Rashi. Bitul diburo. The cave in the mishum bitul diburo who avza bitul diburo. Now, what's going to be very drastic and key is what the word daito means. He says, as long as it's sheker, I can define sheker any way I want. If I say I will not eat an entire loaf of bread today, I take a shvua, I will not eat an entire loaf of bread today. What is the averes hashvua? Eating the entire loaf of bread. So I can define the Yisur anyway. When the Torah defined Macholos Asuros, Torah defined Macholos Asuros in its way. It defined the Yisur, it defined the Anshim in terms of Kazayas. But here I'm creating the Yisur. And the Yisur is Bitul Diburo, violating the Yeshua. So we have to say, what is Diburo? And Diburo is a Kol Shehu, because Achila is a Kol Shehu. That's where Rabbi Akiva is making a key point. And we're going to have to come back continually to that point. Then the Gemara, now the Gemara goes into a very, very strange Gemara. The Memra, that tells. The Sha'ochal, or I say the word Sha'ochal, Yachil Mamam, which means I will eat. Of course. Of course. Sha'ochal means I will eat. What else does Ochal mean? In normal Hebrew. It's the first person future tense of Achila. I will eat. So, Raminu, more asakash. Shua lo ochaloch. Shua sha ochaloch. Lo shua sha ochaloch. Also. Now, Mara says, Shua sha ochaloch. It's also to eat. Apparently, Ocha means I won't eat. So comes along Rashi and tells us a very important thing. Shua Shaochaloch, Vishura Shua Yia Am Olai, Masha Ochamishocha. I want an Issa Shua should be on all the food I will eat of yours today. What if this, and Rishonim will be going crazy on this Rashi. Rashi is telling us that there is such a thing as an Issa Cheftza of a Shua. Read Rashi. Even though the Gemara and the Durham, the Abbez and Abbez, the difference between Shvuah and Neder is Cheftz and Gavra. But according to Rashi, Neder is only Cheftz. Shvuah is sometimes Cheftz and sometimes Gavra. Who agrees with Rashi? If you take a look at Tosas, Daf Chof Hei Omer Aleph, there's a halacha like this. If I say, I am taking a shvua that I will not sit in sukkah. I will not eat matzah. It's not chal. It's shvua levatalsam. It's a shvua shof. If I say this shvua, that the matzah is also olai b'neder. So Mara said. So it's chal. And I come to eat matzah leil Pesach. I can't, it's awesome. Mor says, what's the difference? Mor Dev Tazayin and Dharm says, what's the difference? The difference is that if I say I will not eat matzah, I'm already obligated to eat matzah. I'm talking about myself. So I'm going against something I am a chuyav to do. And I have no option to do it. But if I say, Shua, if I don't do that, I just say this matzah is osur, so not the issa for me to eat is nothing. I'm just saying something about the matzah. Of course, the matzah is not mechuyev to do anything. Later on, when I have to eat the matzah, I bump into a brick wall. I can't. That's what the Gemara in the Dorm says. Tosas Daf Chof Hei says Chom. The Mishnah says Chom min Adorim b'Shuas, Chom b'Shuas min Adorim. What is it? Let's read the Mishnah. Echad v'am shel atzav, v'echad v'am shel achayim, echad v'am shesh b'mam, v'echad v'am shem b'mam. Shua shelo eten li'ish ploni, shelo eten, shenasati, shelo nasati, shishin, shalishin, shishan, shelo yishan, ezrak, tzura le'yam, shelo ezrak, zrak, shelo ezrak, v'shmo lo men chayiv, elo alo osad lovo. The Gemara Choma ben Dorm b'shuot. Says Rashi, Konam Sukha Shani Osa, Lulav Shani Noto, Osa. Dwarm of Fire's time of prayer, Kalam of Tarm, Tezai. And came Bishuas. Says Tosfis here. Erkbez in the daughter, second toast, dos de Vemaskoma. Mashma and Dorim Lufisha Osef Suka al Atsmo Roisha Yochal Hat Yodova Sha Osha Sukala the carbon of Kasuka. Tosa says, what is it? I give the Suka a din of Kusha's carbon. But Suka ain't any but Suvalasos means. Of a shua shoser atzal asuk enish bo ein ashua chola the meshubet hu lasos mitzvah. So Tosis is now telling you a lot of interesting information. Why is shua lakayim not? I'm already mechuyev. I'm mush. The Gemara says I'm mush mevomid. So I'm not adding extra any chiyuvim on myself if I say that I will eat matzah. I won't eat matzah. I'm mechuyev to eat matzah. I got Ama Yeshiva Suka Ola Shua. That's a Heftzola. That's a Heftzola. Holy Nami Shua. What is Tosa saying? Tosa is saying a mind-blowing idea. There are two types of shvuas. There's a shvua I talk about myself, and shvua I talk about objects. Lo si shavu b'shmila sheker is that a shvua, where shvua is also because of sheker. But ish ki yoshava ido nedo hishava shvua the parshim matos. It's going lesser isur, talking about creating isur on chafotzim. So when the Gemara in the Dorm that Bezim and Bez says the difference between neder and shvua, one is cheftz and one is gavra, it says like this: neder is only cheftz. Shvua is sometimes cheftz and sometimes gavra. So we have a Rashi, at least Rashi at this stage of the Gemara. Rashi at this stage of the Gemara says, where, what is it? Yehei, there should be an Issa Shvua Chal on this. I'm creating an Issa Chefta, like Tosaf says. And the Shvua should be. Also, Olai B'Shvua. Let's take a look at Rashi. The Ran has a lot of problems with this Rashi.
Ready? Revy's on mute.
Sorry. I'm sorry. Okay. Says Rabbi Akiva Eiger, what forced Rashi to come up with this idea that there can be a shvua b'yis hachetz? He says, otherwise, the whole Gemara makes no sense. Grammatically, ocha means I will eat. So if the Gemara has an idea of not eating, it has to be with Rashi's twist. Says Ruki Vega. Rashi's left. There's no other Rashi. We'll see if other Rishonim disagree with Rashi. Kivega said the simple grammatical fact just forces us to say that. I'm Rabbi. Lolam dachil namar. Shekos Rabbi says that ochal means I will eat. That's not a question. Lo kash karam mesarvim bo lecho. Karam mesheng sarvim bo lecho. That means says Rashi, Mafzima. That means someone's chasing me. I want you to eat in my house. I want you to eat in my house. I want you to eat my wife's cake. I want you to eat my wife's cake. I say, I don't want to eat your wife's cake. You'll eat my wife's cake. I don't want to eat my wife's cake. I'll eat your wife's cake. That means it is, he is the, and here we get to a very interesting idea that if I take the grammatical shua ochaloch, if I take the grammatical thing that I'm saying, so it's alit. If I take the context, what is it? Rashi says, I'm trying to tell the person I don't want to eat it. And I say, well, the shvua, but I say the words, what I'll eat, I'll eat it. That is why, question is, to in a shvua, what do you look at? Do you look at just simply the grammatical statement that he made? Or, no, you say, what do those words mean within the context of what he was talking about? Raisa b'masarim b'alocho. L'kama lo achilna. Lo achilna. D'ki kama shtab. Hachi kama shvua. Shlo ocho. That's what he meant to say. That's the context. Ravash yama tani shvua shi I ocho loch. No. Rewrite the Braisa. That's not what the Braisa says. Shi I ocho loch. What l'chore, we'll have to see now. This is a Braisa in the Dorim. We'll have to see what the Rishonim say here on this. L'chore, l'chore. What's the machlokas between Rav Ashi and Abaye? When I interpret the words, do I interpret the grammatical meaning of the words? Or I take what do these words mean in context, even though I will have to take it out of the grammatical. Because it's a din lashon. I have to make a statement. And since the halachas, I have to make a statement, what was my statement? My statement is, just look at the grammatical statement. Or my statement is interpreted in terms of what I said, because the shvu depends on dibur, and dibur needs language. For instance, it's not just I make sounds. We'll see there's an important ritva in the Dharam. Let's say I make up a language between myself and my wife, how we talk. No one else knows this language. And that doesn't have a din of dibur. Dibur means a language that's accepted in a place by people as a normal means of conversation. That's what language is. That's what language is. So, question is, in a hanami. Put all languages in context what I'm talking about. And this is, I'm giving a suggested pshat. We'll see all the Rishonim how they deal with this tomorrow. But the machlokes in Abaye and Rav Ashi is that Rav Ashi says, no, you cannot take a statement out of its grammatical meaning just because of context. So therefore, we have to rewrite the braisa. So he says, Iochaloch, Iochi Maila Maimra, Ioch, it means I won't eat. Ma'adatem Elishni the Iskalalay, he stuttered, Ochal, he stuttered. Maybe he stuttered. Kamashmala. So what's a Kamashmala? Rafika Velekala Mifra came in Ashminish Iochal, Amai Yisrach Lamisne Beresh, Shalo Ochalo. He says, Mimtoma Nishalay. Ask him, what did he mean? Was he stuttering or not stuttering? Whatever I say. Nami kigon shishochach mahaya bedaitum. Dorma farish. Amai ravashi lo amakabai. Okay, we'll stop here. Now, I gave my agdamas. Now we have the sugya in the Dharam and the sugya here in Shavuos, and they'll be shown him here in both places. And Meretz Hashem Blineta, tomorrow we'll try to understand a little more deeply. We're trying to find what Lashon means and what is in that there when we talk about Lashon and a Shavuot when we talk about Lashon. Okay, Meretz Hashem Blineta, tomorrow at 11:30.